Okay, today's daf is Tzadi Dalet. We're going to start at Tzadi Gimel Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Nitaza Le'or. Okay, we were talking about this law of Kfisa. I looked it up a little bit, why we actually do this Kfisa. So one of the reasons given is that there's a concern about... the concern is about... It's about Yotze, right? That we don't want the Beged to leave, right? The Ramban says that it's because we can't have the blood of the korbanot leave the azara. So if we have blood on some sort of beged, it has to be washed out so that it doesn't accidentally end up leaving the azara, which is very similar to what we said about the klicheres, or the right when you or not really the klicheres, the ones that we have to do shtifa and mirika, the klei nechoshet, because we don't want the blood; it'll become notar, right? We don't want it to get into things. This is a very similar idea. The Rashban says it's actually because of notar, not because of, in other words, is the issue we don't want it to be leave the mikdash, or is the issue that we don't want it to be notar left over, so that if we consider this still connected, then it's an issue. The problem with saying it's notar is that we saw that there is no din of notar by dam, so there's a little bit of a question on the Rashban there. Okay, that's a little background. Now we're going to talk about if nitaza la'or, okay, what's the status of leather? And when it comes to Tum and Tara, we talk about all different types of kelim, and until now we were talking about a bege, which we assume meant cloth. Now we're going to talk about it goes on leather. Now here we're going to mean it goes on the hide of the animal. Okay, so if it's we have hides of animals hanging around the Beit HaMikdash, so the blood sprays on the or. Ad shelo hufshat, if it's still attached to the animal and you haven't taken the hide off, eino ta'un kibus, that's because it's not ra'oy, it's not mekabel tum'ah. Mishu hufshat, ta'un kibus devar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as soon as you take the skin off the animal, it's already considered, we're going to call this ra'oy lekabel tum'ah. It's not actually mekabel tum'ah yet because it's not actually, as soon as you take it off, you still have to prepare it to use as something. Or, in theory, you could say, well, I don't really care, I'm going to use it as is. But in order to make it a kli, for something to be mekabel tumah, you have to actually turn it into a kli. But Rabbi Yehuda says, as soon as you already take it off, the din of kibus applies. Now, the din of kibus is not 100% connected, I would say, to mekabel tumah, because if the kli, as long as it's, we're going to see the wording in the Mishnah soon, as long as it's ra'oy lekabel tumah, in theory it could be, because you could say, oh, I plan to use this hide to cover my bench and sit on it. So if you say that, then you can use it as is, and then you've turned it into a kli, and it's mekabel tumah. But until such point that you do that, it's only potentially available to be mekabel tumah, but it actually isn't mekabel tumah until you turn it into a kli. So Rabbi Yehuda says that in itself is enough to say that it needs kibus.
That's not a worry. Is tumah a worry, or is it that we have to get the blood out?
Right, no, the worry is not tumah. They're trying to say, how do we define what needs kibus? Does it have to be something that's actually mekabel tumah, or something that's at least theoretically capable of being mekabel tumah? Okay? So, mishuf shatum kibus de verbiuda. Rabbi Elazar omer af mishuf shat. Okay, there's a debate about whether the words einota un kibus are said twice here. As it could be that we read it like this. Af mishuf shat einota un kibus. Okay, in other words, even once it's taken off, either which way the meaning is that, okay, and then einota un kibus is going to also go to the next section. Okay, some people say that it says einota un kibus twice. So anyway, what does he say? Whether we read it that way or that way, it means the same thing. Once you take off the hide, it's not ta'un kibus until such time as you turn it into a kli. Eino ta'un kibus, now the Mishnah continues. So we have this machloka Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. Is it enough to just take off the hide, or do you have to actually prepare it to be a kli? Which again, could mean doing some act to it, like cutting the edges and straightening it out, or it could mean just saying, I plan to use this to cover my bench, in which case it's makabel tuma. But without that, Rabbi Yehuda will say it does need kibus, and Rabbi Elazar will say it doesn't. Eino ta'un kibus ela makom hadam. The only thing you need to wash is the spot where the dam was. You don't need to wash the entire beged or whatever it might be. V'davar shehu ra'oy lekabel tumah. Here you have it. They tell you, here this follows. We're going to see in the Gemara that Gemara says this obviously follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion because it says it has to be something that is potentially able lekabel tumah. V'ra'oy lekibus. And it needs to be something that gets washed. Okay, we're going to see later that certain type of kelim, you won't wash them. What would you do? You'd scrape off the dirt. Okay, when it comes to certain things, you wash them. When it comes to other things, you scrape. Echad ha-beged ve-echad ha-sak ve-echad ha-or tu'unim kibus. So now we're going to say beged, a sak, which is, these are all different materials. Beged is made of cloth, you know, whether linen and flax, linen and which is made of flax, or wool. Sack is made of the feathers of the hairs of the goats. Ve'echad ha'or, and the leather. Tu'unim kibus. Okay, so all these need kibus. We're going to have a whole debate later about whether or is really ra'oy for kibus or not. How do you usually wash leather? Do you wash it with water? Not necessarily. So here we're going to see that there's a debate. Okay, and we're going to have to figure out how our Mishnah fits in. V'ha'kibus b'makom kadosh. We saw that in the pasuk, that you have to do it in the azara. Okay, all three of these things, which we're obviously connecting in the Mishnah because the psukim connect them, as we saw yesterday. I left the psukim at the top of your sheet for today, if you want to refer back. And in this way, okay, the question is, what are they referring to? Because if you remember, some people said mirikah and shtifa do apply to all kodshei kodshim. So some people say, Rashi says, if you look, akibus kai. This sentence is referring specifically to the washing. The washing of these items is exclusively a din about the chatat, okay, not about other kodshei kodshim. And therefore, this is a chumrah the chatat has over other kodshei kodshim, which the Gemara is later going to say, it sounds like it's the only chumrah. And then they're going to say, well, if it's the only chumrah, what about this one, what about that one, etc. We'll get to that question at the end. Okay, now we're going to get back to our or situation. The leather, we said, if the blood from the chatat sprinkles on the leather, if on the hide of the animal, if it was already flayed, it was taken off the animal, then Rabbi Yehuda says it's already din of kibus, you have to wash it. According to Rabbi Elazar, only once you turned it into a kli. But if it just came off the animal, it's not yet ready to be used as a kli. It's not yet being used as a kli. Then you don't need to do kibus. So now we're going to have a bright detanu rabbanan, right? Generally, I keep repeating this, but our Mishnah often just tells you the halacha. The brightot, or often they're midrashei halacha, or at least they're of the type that are light midrashei halacha, where they want to darshan the halacha from the psukim. So they fill in what the Mishnah doesn't tell you and connects the Mishnah back to the psukim. Beged ein li ela beged. In the pasuk it said, okay, you can look in your pasuk again. Pasuk vayikra vav pasuk. Kaf, Vashir in the middle of the pasuk, Vashir yizeh midama al habeged, Vashir yazeh alav techabes makom kadosh. So here you see beged. So beged en li ela beged. That sounds like just cloth made of wool or linen. Minayin lerabot or. How do we know that we can include also leather? Mishuf shat, once it was removed from the animal, which sounds like whose opinion? Rabbi Yehuda. As soon as it's hufshat, it's taken off the animal, you can use it. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yazeh Alav Techabes. Okay, it says, whatever it's sprinkled on, right, it says on the beged, but then it says, and whatever it's sprinkled on, which sounds to include something additional. Okay, Asher Yazeh Alav is somewhat unnecessary, because it already said, Asher Yizeh Midama La Beged, Asher Yizeh Alav Techabes. Asher Yizeh Alav sounds redundant. So it must be to include something. So then they say, Yachol Shanima Mirabeh or Ad Shelo Hufshat, maybe even the skin of the animal before you take the skin off. Talmud Lamar, Beged. That's why it says Beged, because it's only things we're going to include extra things, but only things that are similar to a Beged. How is it similar to a Beged? Ma Beged Hara'oy Lekabel Tuma. Av Kol Hara'oy Lekabel Tuma, and obviously this is, as it says, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He says we're going to say, Asher Yazeh Alav. The extra one is Asher Yizeh Alav. The extra one is going to include something additional. What's it going to include? Or why only Mishuf Shat? Because in that way it's similar to a Beged, when it's because it can potentially be Mekabel Tuma. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Beged Ein Li Ela Beged. Beged sounds like just a Beged. Minayin Lerabot Sak V'Chol Minei Begadim. How do we know that we can include also made with goat hairs and all other types of materials? Talmud Lamar, Asher Aleha Techabes, which is really right, Asher Yizeh Aleha Techabes. Again, we're adding more, but instead of adding the leather here, he adds other materials that are more similar to clothing. Yacholsha ani marbe or mishtuhufshat. You might have thought I would have included or the skin once it gets taken off the animal. Tamud lamar beged. Ma beged. Now here he changes it. Beged is not just ra'oy lekabel tumah, but a beged, according to him, is davar hamekabel tumah, something that in fact does, can accept tumah. Af kol davar hamekabel tumah, which seems to exclude the or. Mishuf shat, because the or mishuf shat, remember, is only mekabel tuma if you decide to use that, for example, to cover your bench. Okay, right? What's a piece of leather useful for? A piece of leather, you're not going to use it for anything, you know, let's say a pocketbook. So you can't use it for a pocketbook until you actually sew it. But this piece of leather that came straight off the animal, it's just a loose piece of leather, in theory, you could use it to cover a bench, let's say, to make it softer, or to cover an animal, throw it over the animal, to sit on the animal. So since, according to Rabbi Elazar, until you say, I plan to use this to cover my animal or cover my bench or something like that, it's not mekabel tumah. And because it's not mekabel tumah, he doesn't care that it's ra'oy lekabel tumah. In theory, you could just say, I plan to use this and it will be. But the fact is, right now it's not. And a beged is mekabel tumah right now. So therefore, he says it's only once you actually fashion it into something useful or decide that it's useful for some purpose. Okay, now the Gemara is a little strange because it says my benayu. Okay, when we already know what the difference laha. My benayu means what's the difference halacha between them. We already know what the difference halacha between them. So I'll just point out that some people have the nusach that's a little different earlier, and it's minayin shim anim marbe or yachosh anim marbe or lifnei shehufshat. And that in fact it sounds from this brayta that Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and that he's just excluding the or when it's still on the animal. And then the Mai Benayu would make a lot of sense. Okay, Rashi explains that the Mai Benayu here, because he has our nusach that we have, which is not or lifnei shuv shat, it's actually or mishuv shat. And Rashi uses the Mai Benayu to say, what's the source of the machloket between them? In other words, not what's the difference la'alacha. We know what the difference la'alacha is because it's obvious. We have already discussed it since we had the Mishnah, and in the Braita it seems clear. Also, the same thing. So Mai Benayu seems to say, what's the root of the machloka between them? The problem is the answer really is we're going to see three different situations where they're going to give actual cases. So it really does match the Mai Benayu, which maybe does match the earlier Girsa. And in fact, what you'd have to say is that the Girsa in this in the Braita doesn't really match the Girsa in our Mishnah, but they knew that when he said this, he really meant more than, in other words, he said or lefnei shufshat, but he really did mean the difference between him and Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Gemara is going to give three differences because it's not so clear from the Braita. Okay, but that would have to assume that we have a different nusach than what appears in front of us. Amar Abaye, matlit pchuta mishalosh ika benayu. A little piece of cloth that's less than 3 by 3, right, 3 by 3 here, we're talking about tfachim, 3 by 3 tfachim. And something that's less than 3 by 3 tefachim, right? I think it's 3 by 3 tefachim and not expo. And I remember we had this whole thing way back when. I assume it's...
It says here
expo. Oh, it's expo. Okay, fine.
Breaths.
Fine. So it is really small. It's 3 by 3 finger breadths, okay? So take 3 fingers by 3 fingers. That's how big this piece is. It's very small. It's not so usable. We saw this in Masechet Shabbat, exactly. We had this whole thing about when, again, what's ro'eh lekabel tumah, about hotza'ah. So what's considered important. So now, this 3 by 3 is not really important in and of itself. However, what could you use it for? Do you remember? Could use it for a patch, okay? Well, we also saw there in Shabbat that for aniyim it was important and for ashirim it wasn't. Here, that's not what they're going to say, but he says, ika benayu, matlit chotam shalosh ika benayu. Manda amar ra'oy, hanami ra'oy. In theory, this potentially, you could say, I want to use it as a patch, in which case it is makabel tumah. If you wanted to, you could say, this is important to me, I'm going to use it. Manda amar davar mekabel tumah hami alav bar kibule tumahi. If you say it's all about davar mekabel tumah, like Rabbi Elazar says, then this is not ra'oy lekabel tumah. But if you say, right, it doesn't say more, but if you say it's, sorry, I skipped. Right, manda amar ra'oy hanami ra'oy. Right, sorry, I think I just read it wrong. If you say it's ra'oy, then this is ra'oy, potentially. And if, because you could think about it, but if you say it's not ra'oy, if it's davarshe makabel tuma, then this is not makabel tuma. Okay, that's one. Rava amar beged shechishev aleha litzura ika benayu. You're sewing, you sew a garment. Right now it's plain. You plan to embroider something into it. Okay, like a picture, an image. So, manda amar ra'oy hanami ra'oy. This isn't yet a finished product, Remember, Davar Abakabel Tumah has to be something that's a finished product. So since, if you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's just Ra'oi, so this is Ra'oi, because you could say, listen, it's true, I want to embroider something on it, but you know what, I need it right now, I'm going to use it right now as is. And then it would already become Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's enough, the fact that it's potentially able to be Mekabel Tumah. He could cancel out what his intent was. In other words, his intent was to embroider something on it, but he could change his mind and say, I don't want to do that. Manda Amar Davar Mekabel Tumah. But if you say it has to be something that's makabel tumah, hashtami Allah bar kibat kibule tumahi. But this is not makabel tumah right now because it's not a finished product. Rava Amar utzva dechashiv alei lekatzai kabenai. He says, what's an example of a piece of leather that you, like a strip of leather that you plan to cut the edges, you know, straighten it out and make it look nice. So again, manda amar ra'oi hanami ru'uya. So again, the exact same thing. It's potentially, you could use it if you decided I was going to use it as is and I'm not going to cut it. But otherwise, right, Rabbi Elazar would say, no, this isn't actually mekabel tumah. Okay, why you need all these cases is a good question, right? And in theory, they're all the same thing. V'hatanya Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer utzva shechishev alav lekatza tehora ad shiktza'ena. And here we have, this is going to support the reading of Rabbi Elazar, that in Utzva, that he thought lekatzah is tehora ad shiktza'ena, and that this actually proves both. It just proves that because everyone will say it's ra'oi lekabel tumah, but it's not mekabel tumah right now. Okay? So again, Rabbi Yehuda would say, I don't care if it's not mekabel tumah, it's at least ra'oi lekabel tumah, and that's enough to have it need kibus. Okay, but here you see that it's not actually mekabel tumah until you actually cut it. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Eino ta'un kibus ela makom hadam." So now they say, "Minan emilei detanu rabanan." Here we're going to have a brayta to say where we learned this from. Yachol nitazal miktzat beged yehe kol beged ta'un kibus. You might have thought, if it gets on a part of it, maybe the entire piece of cloth needs kibus. Tamud lamar asher yizeh. Lamar tilacha ela makom dam bilvad. So because it says asher yizeh aleha, it means only where it's sprayed on it. So only where the blood is and not where the blood isn't. Davar shu ra'oi lekabel tumah. Okay, here we said, when we read the Mishnah, this shows that it's clearly divrei Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah starts off with a machloket Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar. But then the Mishnah continues in a stam without a machloket, and it just stam says Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And it says, right, so, davar shu ra'oi lekabel tumah, meaning, right, it doesn't need kibus unless it's ra'oi lekabel tumah. So stamah ki Rabbi Yehuda, ra'oi lekibus. Sorry, they say stomach of Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like it's Rabbi Yehuda. So then they say, so then they say, no, ra'oi lekibus is lemi'ute kli debar gredehi. The words ra'oi lekibus comes to tell you, now we're on the next thing, sorry. Right, so that's just telling you it's stomach of Rabbi Yehuda. And then it says, so the words vira'oi lekibus, what do they come to exclude? It's in order to exclude a kli that you would scrape it off, okay? Like a metal kli, you would just scrape off the blood on the side of the kli. Echad ha-beged ve'echad ha-sak. Okay, now we're going to get into this big issue, which I charted out on the sheet, where we're going to talk about or and kibus of or. Okay, the Mishnah seems to imply, Lameimra, it seems to imply, de or bar kibusu, that or can be washed. Because we're basically saying, what did we say before? And only things that you would normally wash with water and maybe some sort of, you know, chemical or something. So those are the only things that actually need kibus. And then what does it say? That or needs kibus. So the obvious assumption is, or is a type of material that we wash with water. So now the Gemara is going to say, but wait a minute. We have a Mishnah in Shabbat, which seems to imply that that's not the case. Uriminu. Haita alav. Now we're talking about pillows. You have a pillow. And you have a pillow made of cloth. The haita alav lishleshet. You have some sort of stain on it. Mikancha b'smartut. Okay, you can wipe it off with a smartut. Okay, this is classic din of Shabbat. There's a malacha milaben. You're not allowed to launder things. So you can't use water. If you get a stain on your shirt on Shabbat, you're not allowed to rub it out with water. It's a common thing that a lot of people don't know. You're not allowed to rub it out with water. Right? It happens a lot on Shabbat. We eat a lot of food. Things drop on our clothes. And immediately you get a stain. Oh, no, what do? So in fact, you're not allowed to wash it out with water because that's the malacha melabe. So what do? You take a smartut, something dry, and you wipe it with a smartut. That's the best you're going to get on Shabbat. Haitashel or, but if it was leather, notein aleha mayim ad shetichle. You can pour water on it until it comes off. So what do you see here? If you can pour water on it, it means that kibbutz is not the way we generally launder or, because you're actually allowed to do it on Shabbat. If it were considered laundering, it would be asur mishum the malacha of melabim. Okay, so if you look at the chart, right, according to our Mishnah, I look at the second thing. Or bar kibbutz. Is it bar kibbutz? According to our Mishnah, yes, because it needs to do kibbutz here. We're basically comparing kibbutz of the mechatat to kibbutz in melabin, melecha melabin on Shabbat. So the Mishnah seems to imply it's not. And additionally, we're going to say, so let's first say, Amar Abaye, lo kashya. Okay, we're going to get to the third part, Rav Chiya bar Ashi after. Abaye says, this is not an issue. It's a basic machloket. Ha Rabbanan, ha Achirim. There's a machloket Rabbanan and the others. Okay, right, often we have that where it's the rabbi's opinion and then others say. So there's a machloket between them. Ditanya, ha beged v'hasak, mechabso, v'akli v'haor migarero. Okay, here we have, what do? The beged and the sack, you wash. This is talking about the blood. Bakliva ha'or bakelim and leather migariro, you scrape off. Okay, that's Rabbanan. That would obviously match the Mishnah in Shabbat, because the Mishnah in Shabbat says it's not bar kibbutz. So here you see, if it's not bar kibbutz, what do? With it? You're not mechabes if the dam gets on it, you scrape it off. Achirim omrim, habege v'hasak v'ha'or mechabso. But achirim in that braita say no. The bege, the sack, and the or you actually wash. Which shows it matches our Mishnah that the or gets washed. Bahakli megariro. Megariro is the same as legared. You scrape it off. Okay, so now we have that. Okay, so it's machloket achirim rabbana. Keman az la hadamar of chia bar ashi. Now we're going to bring in one other source that's going to serve our purposes throughout this whole back and forth. The fact that Rav Chiya bar Ashi said, Zimnin sagin hava ke'imna kamedi Rav, there were many times I was in front of Rav, v'shichshache le masane b'maya, and I washed his shoes with water on Shabbat. It doesn't tell you that, but obviously he wasn't telling you randomly, oh, by the way, I washed Rav's shoes, right? His point is, I washed Rav's shoes on Shabbat with water, and he didn't stop me. He didn't tell me it's usher to do that. So, who does this go according to? Keman ke Rabbanan. Okay, this thing of Rav Chiya bar Ashi, the statement of his, matches the shita of Rabbanan, that kibbutz, right? Leather does not bar kibbutz. Okay, so that's how everything splits up. Amar Rava, but Rava now comes and says, Umi ikalamanda amar or lab bar kibbutzu? Really? You think you could say that or is not bar kibbutz? I have a pasuk that proves that or is bar kibbutz. Where is this pasuk? Okay, we've started with or when it comes to kibbutz of the Dam Chatat. We compared it to kibbutz on Shabbat, which we didn't have a pasuk about because it doesn't even say melabein in the Torah, right? There we had to bring sources, Tanaitic sources. But then we're now going to go to a different topic, which is nigei begadim. Okay, when you have sarat on your clothes. So what does the pasuk say? Again, it talks about different types of materials. Habeged, o ashti, o arev, o kol klei ha'or, Asher techabes. Okay, it says, any clay or, right, and other kelim, right, it says, v'sar mehem anega v'kubash sheni v'taher. If it could be washed off, so you wash it off, and then you wash it a second time, and then it's tahor. So what do you see here? According to the Torah, when it comes to tzarat, it clearly, or is bar kibbutz. So how could you possibly say, Abaye, that according to Rabbanan and the Mishnah Shabbat, that and Rav Chiya bar Ashi, the or is not bar kibbutz. How could that be? Ela amar Rava. So Rava gives his first explanation, which later he's going to reject. Right now he says, Kra umatnitin, the pasuk, which seems to imply the or is bar kibbutz, and our Mishnah, which seems to imply the or can be washed, birakin. They're talking about soft materials. Okay? And ki pligi bikashin. And the machloka between them is about hard leather. There's a difference between soft leather and hard leather. Soft leather is washed with water, and hard leather, because it's so hard, you scrape things off. Okay, it's not washed, you just scrape it off. But softer things, it's harder to scrape things off. So now they say, what about Rav Chiya? V'hamar Rav Chiya, zimnin sagin. And then kipligi, which would mean the machloka between a cherem and rabbanan, about a beged v'asakva or mechapso, or, right, or ha'or megarero, there their machloket is about if it's kashim. Do we use kibbutz? And some people think there's kibbutz in kashim, and some people think there isn't kibbutz but kashim. And then, if you look back, so Abaye said, acherim matches our Mishnah. Now we're going to say acherim has nothing to do with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about only soft things. And the Mishnah in Shabbat, as well as both Rabbanan and acherim, we're talking about kashim, which shows that the Mishnah says kashim aren't bar kibbutz. And so do Rabbanan. But acherim hold that kashim are also bar kibbutz. So there's a machloket about that. What about v'hamar Rav Chiya zimnin sagin hava ka'imna kamedya rabba shachshicha le mesane v'mayim? So again, how could he wash it with mayim? You'd have to say bikashim, okay, that the shoes were made of hard leather, and that's why he washed it with water, and it wasn't considered kibbutz. Because if they were rakim, we already just said, according to Rava, everyone agrees that when it comes with rakim, to soft leather, soft leather is bar kibbutz. And that explains, and then you'd have to say, and this is where he's going to, right? So then you would say, one second, according to him, it's bikashim, Rav Chiya, and it's kirabanan. Because remember, kashim, there was a machlok at acherim rabanan. So you would have to say that Rav Chiya is rabanan, which is what we said before anyway, right? Abai also said it was rabanan. But you'd have to say here that it's only talking about hard leather. But what's the problem here? The problem is that when it comes, what did we say? According to Rava, the pasuk in Nigaim, Nigei Begadim, is only talking about soft, because it says it gets washed. So it's only talking about soft leather. So now Rava comes and says, I don't like what I said. Hada amar Rava, lav milti yida amre. It's not good, my answer. Neku neimale lekra dechiktivan birakinktivan. You're going to assume that the pasuk, when it said or, it just said or randomly. It didn't. If it said it, wanted to say specifically soft leather, it would have said soft leather. It says leather in general. Milo askina b'kli aslagya haba'im imidinat hayam. Maybe it could also be referring to these hard leather kelim that come from overseas. He's talking about some specific leather that's hard leather. The kama rachmana nibai kibus, he says, I think the pasuk in Nagayim is actually referring, it's hard to, he's basically saying, you'd be hard-pressed to say, pasuk in Nagayim can only be referring to soft or without specifying, since it didn't specify. So what does he say to answer that question? Ela marava, sarat kevan demigufe kaparcha, mechal chalei umushave le'rach. Since sarat comes from the body, okay, he says that it, right, his answer is sort of that it becomes, right, once you, the same way that a leprosy will affect your skin and change the texture of it, it will also change the texture of the leather. So even if it got on something hard, it would soften the leather. And at that point, it would be your oil kibbutz. Okay, that's what he claims. Okay, so then he says, so then he can still stay with his answer, because his question was a very side question. It was just about the pasuk in Nagayim. So take the pasuk in Nagayim out of the picture, really, or just say, clearly, it could be kashim also, but it turns them into rakim, so for sure it could be rakim still. And then our Mishnah, again, we're only talking about rakim. But now he has a different issue. Amarava, ikashili hakashili. Fine. So that's not a question, because I can answer it. But if I'm going to ask a question, this is really the question. Karim v'kisatot, the Mishnah Shabbat, what are we saying? The Mishnah Shabbat, he said, are kashim. Now, what's the Mishnah Shabbat talking about? Pillows. Pillows that are made of cloth versus pillows that are made of leather. Pillows made of leather are going to be hard, right? You wouldn't have hard leather on a pillow. That wouldn't be very comfortable. Karimu kisatot derakininhu utnan, and it says in the Mishnah, haitashel or no tenalea mayim ajitikle, meaning you're allowed to put water on it. It's right, it's a little counterintuitive, this whole thing, because we're saying you can wash it off with water even though they're not bar kibbutz, right? Why can you wash them with water? Because if they were bar kibbutz, you would be over on the melacha melabeh. It's not, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Now, why you would do it if it's not really the method that you should use for washing it, that's all a separate question. But the point is, you can do it since it's not kibbutz. But it was obviously talking about soft. So now he gives a different answer. So he rejects his answer of Rakim Kashim. And now we're at the last section of the chart. Now he's going to say, El Amarava, Kol Kibus Delele Kiskus Lo Shme Kibus. There's putting water on something, right? Think about when you launder something. What do? If you hand wash? So you put it in water and then you rub it, right? You scrub it, kind of. So leather, if you put it in water, but you don't rub it, right? The shafshef, okay, that's kiskus. You don't rub it, then that's not kibus. So basically, what is he going to say? He's going to say that when we were talking in the Mishnah was talking about soft leather that we're going to, that we're talking about washing, right? When you say ta'un kibus, what do you mean? You have to wash it and scrub it, okay? It has to have a scrubbing element to it. And when we talked about the pillows, notin alehamayim, notice the words. Notin alehamayim ach techle. You can pour water on it until it disappears, but it doesn't say you can rub it out, right? So now we're going to learn that on leather, according to the Mishnah, you can pour water on it, but you can't rub it, okay? So, kol kibus telele kiskus lo shme kibus. V'hada amar rav ravchia bar ashi. What about ravchia bar ashi? You said, zimnin sagin hava ke imna kamei de rav. V'shechshichile mesane b'maya. And I washed out his shoes with mayim. Which seems to imply what? Shechshuch in aval kibus lo. It specifically used the word shechshuch, which they assume doesn't mean shechshuch. Okay, it sounds like it, but it doesn't mean. Shechshuch means I kind of poured water on it, but I didn't scrub them, right? I didn't, what, you know, what's the word, the shafshef? Scrape it down, sand it down, right. It's not exactly the right word here. So you're not sanding it, but to scour, right? Okay, so now, aval kibus lo. So now we're going to say, so shichshuch in kibus lo, so ibirakinu kedivra akol, either you can say it's with soft, and then it goes according to everybody because he actually didn't scour it, ibikashim, or it was talking about hard leather, which according to Rava still, hard, everybody would agree that there's no kibus involved, right, or ibikashim ukeacherim, okay, or you would say there would have to be, instead of everyone who said until now, it's kerabanan, you'd have to say it's acherim, because acherim said that it's, rabanan would say there's no kibus even if you're a mishafshef. And the implication here was he only did shichshuch and he didn't do shifshuf. So you'd have to say it's only acherim who hold that when it's kasheh, even if you're mishafshef, sorry, it's going to be kibus only if you're mishafshef. Okay, but if you're not mishafshef, it's not kibus. So, right, 1 second. You can do kibus to it. If you were mishafshef, it would be considered kibus. According to Chachamim, if you're mishafshef, it's not even considered kibus, so Rav Chiya could have even scrubbed it. So you're going to have to say, according to this, it's kashim ukeachim. Ihachi beged nami. So now, wait a minute. What about a beged? According to this, a beged also, you would have to do shifshuf in order for it to be considered kibus. So what are the answers? No, beged shriato zeu kibuso. When it comes to leather, in order to wash it, you need to lishafshef also. But when it comes to a beged, just soaking it in water is enough to consider cleaning it, and therefore, hayta alav lishleshet mikanchav smartut, and you can't just pour water over it, right? Otherwise, it could have said, you could also pour water over it, just don't wipe, just don't rub it down. Rava l'tame da'am rava zarak sudar lamayim chayav. Okay, here we're going to say Rava goes l'shitato, because he says if you throw a sudar into water on Shabbat, you're going to be chayav for malabin. Okay, and there it shows that a beged shriato zeu kibuso, and that's why, you know, you might say, oh, I'm not machabes, I didn't put soap on it to get off my stain, but in fact, just putting water on it is enough to say it's asher on Shabbat, according to what Rava is saying. And we hold by this beged shriato zeu kibuso. But now we're going to continue with Rava. Okay, so Rava said, and now we're going to get off on a little bit of a tangent. Rava said, if you throw a sudara, a piece of cloth, into water, you're chayav, malabin, machabes on Shabbat, malabin. Zarak pishtan lamayim chayav. If you throw these flax seeds, this isn't flax, we're talking about flax seeds, into water, you're chayav. Okay, so we don't know yet what you're chayav for. Bishlamas sudar avi kibus. We understand the sudar, that's kibus. Elazera pishta mai taima. B'chi teima mishum de mekadech. If you want to say that you're doing, you're making it grow, right? You're making it sprout. Okay, and sprouting would be the issue as a malach of zorea, because you put these flax seeds into water, right? They're going to start to sprout. Ihachi chiti v'sari nami. Then why would it specifically say pishtan? It could have said, right, now why would it have said chitim and sorim? Because those are the more typical, I think, is what they're saying. Normally, you don't use pishtan as your example. We'd see chitim and sorim mentioned all the time. It would have been the more classic option. So what do they say? I know. The issue is in zorea. What are we concerned? And the issue obviously is in kobes. We're not talking about milabin. Hanach itle rire. When you put them in, there's some liquid that comes out of them that's sticky. And what happens? They stick together. Okay? Then if you put zirei pishtan, they're going to stick to each other. Ihach, okay, which means, okay, we're going to see in a minute that if they stick together, right, at this point, one second, right, we're worried that they're going to stick to each other. So they say, ihachi shlachim nami. If we're worried about them sticking together, now some people say that what this means is, then you can't, you also should be able to put two pieces of leather into water because they'll also stick to each other. We're not yet sure what the malacha is. We're going to see in a minute what the issue of sticking together is. Some people say that shlachim are actually other type of, like crests or things that we use for medicinal purposes, which would also in theory stick to each other, where a little liquid comes out of them, which makes more sense than to say it's leather, because mapitom leather. Rashi says it's leather, but leather seems to have nothing to do with this. So what are the answer? Hatam ka'avid lisha. What happens is when these two things stick together, it's chayav on the malacha of lash, which is like making a dough. It's like sticking two things together, which weren't together before, and now they're sticking together, and that's the issue. Whereas if you put chitim in water, it's not going to be a problem. Now, it sounds like from here that you could put chitim in water and not worry about them sprouting. So the Rambam actually says that the Rambam paskins that you can't put things in water to sprout, but he uses a different lashon. He uses lishrot. You can't lishrot otam b'mayim. It comes out something I think really fascinating here, which is that according to this, you put zarak pishtan lamayim, you're chayav, which means zarak chitim and sorim lamayim, you're not chayav. But hishre, you soak them, you're chayav, which means that if you put them in, according, people explain the Rambam is saying like this, if you put them in for a few minutes where they're not going to have enough time to sprout, so if they're pishtan, you're going to have to worry they're going to stick together, because that could happen in the course of, you know, a very short time. But if you stick them in like that, and what's interesting about this is what? That in theory, if you were to have left them in, right, when you did the act, you could have, in theory, left them in for a long time, and they could have sprouted. So the Rambam says if you just threw them in and you took them out a few minutes later, then it's not a problem. It's not usher. But if you left them in for a long time, it would be usher, which shows that your ma'aseh, right, because in theory, like sometimes, let's say you put something on the plata, and the plata's off, but it'll eventually go on, but you know you'll take it off before it goes on. So you chayav, or let's say you put it on right now for 5 minutes. It's obviously not going to get hot in 5 minutes. You know, like let's say it's a liquid that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbat morning. In theory, could you put it on knowing you're going to take it off, or you're not allowed to put it on because in theory you're putting it on a plata where it can in fact cook? So I thought this is interesting because that connects with it conceptually about you can actually do something as long as you plan to take it out. You know, then what happens? What if you don't take it out? Then you're missing, you don't have a masa avera, because when you did it, you weren't really intending. And anyway, something to think about.
I remember being surprised when we learned Shabbat how much more subjective stuff some things were than I had expected.
Right, well, it makes, so then, why is it all subjective? Because it's all malachat machshevet asra Torah. In other words, it's only if you intended to have a creative act, and here you weren't intending for it to sprout. So we're going to be more mekel because of that. Okay. So, Darish Rava, mutar l'chabes min al b'Shabbat. So now Rava taught in the Beit Midrash, you can wash a min al on Shabbat. Amar le'Rav Papa l'Rava, v'hamar u'chia barashi, zimnin tzagin havakim nekame d'Rav, v'shach shechele mesane b'maya, shich shuchin aval kibuslo. How can you say you can wash a min al on Shabbat? Didn't Rav Chia barashi say that? So Hadar, okay, Rava Emora Ale, and that's, he had already finished teaching. So he quickly gets back the Emora. Remember the Emora Imur Mitar Gemanim, they were like the microphones, right? They made sure everybody heard it. He quickly gets the Emora back. Vidarash, Traim Shaamarti Lifnechem Ta'utem Biadi, it's a great, right? He immediately, he doesn't want anyone to get confused by what he said. Biram Kach Hamru Shechshuch Mutar Kibus Asur. Okay, he says, Shechshuch is allowed, but Kibus is not allowed. This is a great example of, first of all, everyone jumps on this and says, what do you mean? Rava, we already saw Rava's opinion. Rava already said this. It's a bit of a, maybe Rava was just clarifying. And maybe he didn't really mean kibbutz when he said it. And people maybe thought he meant kibbutz and he had to clarify so that there wouldn't be a huge mistake. And he wanted to clarify. And he was very cautious to do it right away.
It was Friday. so he needed to fix the problem quickly.
Ah, right, yeah. Maybe it was a Friday and he was worried what would happen. Okay, last quickly, we'll get through that. And kibbutz makom kadosh. Okay, you have to do kibbutz in the azara. Minan emile, how do we know this? Titana rabbanan. Tichabes makom kadosh. Shvirat kli cheres minayin, Talmud lamar, kli cheres asher tvushabo yishaver. Umriko shtifa kli nechoshet minayin, Talmud lamar, v'im kli nechoshet bushala, morak shutaf b'mayim. Okay? All those psukim are under the category of b'makom kadosh. Okay? The makom kadosh, really, it says it by the first pasuk, but then they assume that the next pasuk is also, all these things have to be done in the azara. Ze chomer b'chatat. So now they say, this is a chomer of the chatat over the others, that it needs kibus. So now they say, betu leika, what, there's no other chomer of chatat? V'ha'ika shenichnas dama lefnim. But what do you mean? Some of the chatat blood of the chataot apnimiyo gets brought into the Kodesh Kodeshim and Yom HaKibur. Wouldn't you say that's a chomer? So they say, ah, b'chataot achitzonio. We're talking about in chataot achitzonio, which don't go inside. So now they say, but you could also say, Shim nichnas dama lefnim psula. Remember, there was that whole thing. If you take the dam of the chatat and you bring it inside, it's going to be pasul. And not necessarily, although there's a debate about that, whether it applies to other korbanot or not. So now they're going to say, ki Rabbi Akiva, damar kol damim shenichnasu leicha lechaper psula. You just say, well, it's not only true about a chatat, but all the korbanot, right? Our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that any korbanot that you bring in are psula. Shekem kaprim chayve krito. Okay, what about this one? Shekem kaprim chayve krito bechatat. What about, Shekem kaprim chayve krito. Why don't you say the chumra is chatat v'chaper chayve krito and other things aren't? Bechatat shmiat kol. If you hear a du, remember the korbanot levi yareh, besechet shvuot, if you hear a dude and you don't testify, you have to bring a korban chatat. That's not chayve kritot. So if you want to say, if you take all the chataot as a category, so not everything goes bifnim, other things also get pasul when they go inside, and there are korbanot chatat that also aren't b'chaper al chayve kritot. Shekein tuna arba matanot, it needs arba matanot, and the others only need two matanot, shtayin shen arba, or even one. Well, all no, all the kochi need shtayin shen arba. Ki Rabbi Yishmael da'amar kolad Tamim tunim arba matanot. Rabbi Yishmael held that shtayin shen arba means, we saw this before, you put it on only two kranot, you go to two corners, but you put one swipe on, you know, one zrika on one side and one zrika on the other. You do, so you end up on all four, on all four sides. So it's really not a chumrah. So then they say, no, but al dalet matanot al dalet kranot. Sorry. Okay, dalet matanot. So then they say, what about al dalet kranot? But they only need on two kranot four sides, but they don't need to go on all four corners. So meaning you left that one out. That's for sure only the chatat. So now they say, v'litameh ha'ika keren, ha'ika etzba, ha'ika chuda. What do you mean? There's a lot in it. If you're going to say that goes on four kranot, there's also other things. It goes on the keren itself, not on the wall. It needs etzba. You put your etzba in instead of throwing it from the cup. It needs chuda. It needs to go on the corner. Ela chav mitre tlate chumre nakat. In other words, it just mentioned one of them. Don't understand the Mishnah so literally. When it said this is a chumre, it didn't mean this is the only chumre. I meant this is one of the chumres. That we end the Mishnah.